From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Canadian musician Lorena McKennitt became smitten with Celtic music in the late 70s, but it wasn't until she visited an exhibition of Celtic artifacts in Venice 20 years later that she began to appreciate the richness of Celtic culture. That's when she learned about Celtic history from the inner reaches of Mongolia to the Greek islands, from Turkey to the ancient city of Petra in Jordan. Lorena McKennitt communicates her love of Celtic tradition through her music. The song Caravanserai is an example. It originated in Turkey, where 10,000 Celts were thought to have lived in the 3rd century.
We cross the river, birds all etched in stone.
Caravanserai appears on Lorena McKennitt's recording Ancient Muse, but the version you just heard comes from her new release, Nights from the Alhambra, which preserves a concert she gave in Spain's Alhambra Palace. And we are privileged to have Lorena McKennitt and her band here for a live performance in Studio 4A. Welcome to you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
A small question about Caravanserai. You've written it has Silk Road influences. Did it surprise you that the Celts' influence was so widespread?
They never formed themselves into, let's say, a nation. They were really a vast collection of tribes that had fanned out. So with the Celts, their influence would have been really just one more of many cultural groups that were coming and going in this geography at this period of time.
There's a song you're going to play for us, Bonnie Portmore, which actually does come from Ireland. What would you like to tell us about it before we hear it?
Well, what's interesting to think about Bonnie Portmore, Ireland, as was much of Europe, heavily forested at one time. But in Ireland's situation, shipbuilding developed in the north, up around Belfast. And once that started, then a lot of the forests in Ireland started disappearing in order to support that shipbuilding. So this song focuses on that corner of Irish history. The other thing, the Celts had a deep love and reverence for trees. In fact, some of them felt that the souls of their ancestors were embodied in the trees, because in some ways they're almost like silent witnesses to history as it goes by.
Let's hear the song. Bonnie Portmore, performed by Lorena McKinnon. Would you like to introduce the members of your band that are here?
Yes. On cello, I have Caroline Lavelle from Britain and Hugh Marsh on fiddle from Canada and Brian Hughes on guitars. He originally lived in Canada, now he's living in Los Angeles. So that's my three musical companions.
I was going to say perhaps I should refer to them as musical companions rather than rather than your band. Next, you're going to play a tune called Stolen Child. Now, this is a song that goes back to your very first recording.
Yes.
Elemental.
Yes.
How does this fit in with the others?
I went rummaging around some of W.B. Yeats' material and came up with The Stolen Child. And what's interesting about W.B. Yeats, he was very, very infatuated with the Celtic mythology and in fact, mythology that expanded past the Celts. And he is believed to be one of a small group of people in Ireland at that time that through the rediscovering of the Irish heritage and bringing that forward to the people of the time, reacquainting their sense of identity, that then actually went on to fuel the push that occurred in Ireland in the early 1900s towards their self-determination that led up to a civil war and then the partition of Ulster off from the rest.
Stolen Child.
While the world is full of troubles and is anxious in its sleep. Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than he can understand. On the warm hillside, or the cattle on the hill.
Stolen Child, performed by Lorena McKennett and her musical companions. I'm not sure Yeats could have envisioned his work set to a Fender Stratocaster.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, when it comes to that solo, I've had many thoughts about it. And it's been a very deliberate thing to introduce an electric guitar to it, because part of my quest has been to reach into history and find those relevant things and bring it to a contemporary position. Some of the sentiments that he's speaking about that are really timeless, of saying, you know, the world is full of weeping, more than we can understand. Those hard places, those harsh moments, and that it isn't always pretty and comfortable and so on.
You're going to leave us with a song called Penelope. This was actually influenced by a trip to Greece.
This one, I went to an island called Chios, and I stayed in this garden house that was sitting in the middle of this orange orchard, and it was just infused with these blossoms. And I would listen to an audio recording of Homer's Odyssey. And I was startled to find that, you know, Homer had himself perhaps been in Chios. And that led me to create a song that spoke to someone going away. It could be a loved one that's been lost forever. It could be people who emigrate to another place. So I wanted to write something that captured this sentiment of when someone goes away.
Before you play, I'd like to first of all, thank our producer, Christine Arrowsmith, and our engineers here in 4A, Drew Reynolds and Rob Byers, and tell people that Lorena McKennett's Nights from the Alhambra is available on Verve Records, and to thank you all for coming in and playing for us today in Studio 4A.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure.
You can relive Lorena McKennitt's performance in Studio 4A at npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition. From NPR News, I'm Leanne Hansen.